Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a story from 3,337 years ago. And it's part of the story of receiving the Torah at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, which, of course, is a story of Shavuos. Now, the entire story, of course, is told in the Torah, and it would take many, many hours to tell the entire story. I'm just going to tell a very short part of the story, and it goes as follows. At the time of the giving of the Torah, the Jewish people saw things and heard things which they had never heard and seen before or since. The Torah says that during the giving of the Torah, there was thunder and lightning, or I should say, just before the giving of the Torah. When the Torah was given, it was completely silent, and Hashem's voice penetrated everywhere in the universe. But just before the Torah was given, there was thunder and lightning. However, the Torah uses a very interesting expression. It says that the Jewish people saw the thunder. Now, I know what thunder is. I've heard thunder many times. I've never seen thunder. Thunder is a sound. A sound is something you hear. Why does the Torah say that the Jewish people saw the thunder? Our Chachamim add that they saw the thunder and they heard the lightning. Now, I've seen lightning. It flashes across the sky. It may be that there's thunder that is heard at the same time. But the lightning is something that you see. It's a streak of light, a bolt of light. So, how could the Jewish people hear the lightning? And how could they see the thunder? Thunder is boom. It's something you hear. But the Torah says they saw it. Lightning is a spark of light, a bolt of light. How could you hear light? What sound does light make? It doesn't make any sound. So Chassidus explains that they saw what's usually heard, and they heard what's usually seen. And not only physically that they saw what's usually heard and they heard what's usually seen, but also in a spiritual way. And what that means is that usually we see, what do we usually see? We open our eyes. I'm sitting in my office. I see a desk in front of me. I see some papers on it. I see some books, some sfarim. There's a computer here. There's a cell phone. I see all these things with my eyes. What about Hashem? Do I see Hashem? No, I don't. I don't see Hashem. I hear about Hashem. I know that there Hashem is in the world. I know it. You hear about it. I think about it. I have feelings about it. But I don't see Hashem. I see a beautiful world which he created and so forth, but I don't see Hashem. I hear about Hashem. What about the desk in front of me? I see it. I see it clearly. So too, the average human being sees physical things and hears about Hashem. But at Mount Sinai, before the Torah was given, we had a reversal. We saw clearly that Hashem exists. I'm not sure exactly what the Jewish people saw, but they saw the reality of Hashem. They saw the reality of godliness. As clearly as I'm seeing this desk in front of me, they saw the truth of Hashem. They heard that there was a physical world. They didn't really experience it that time. They weren't really seeing the material physical world. That they're seeing was, they were seeing godliness. And they were hearing about, they felt as if they were hearing about the physical world, but not really experiencing it in a way of seeing, the way I'm seeing my desk. Now, why did Hashem do that? It only lasted for a short time, this experience of seeing the reality of Hashem, seeing godliness, and only was a brief experience. And then it reversed back to normal because Hashem wanted us, as I understand it, to experience the reality of Hashem. It was very important Every single Jewish person's soul was there. Every single Jewish person's soul experienced this moment when we saw the reality of Hashem. We saw godliness. And this way, every time that I have a test, do I have to eat matzah on Passover? I don't feel like eating matzah on Passover. What's going to make me do it? Because I remember that Hashem is real. If Hashem is real, just like we experienced at Mount Sinai, then His Torah is real and His mitzvahs are real. And then, yeah, I should eat the matzah on Pesach even if I don't feel like it. And maybe I feel like, chas v'shalom, God forbid, stealing something. Maybe I'm walking through a jewelry store and somebody left a very valuable diamond ring right there and nobody's watching. I could just slip it into my pocket and I'll be a rich person. And I have a big Yetzer Hara voice in my mind that says, go ahead, take it. No one will ever know. You'll be rich. But nope. I remember from Har Sinai, I saw the reality of Hashem. I saw godliness. My soul saw godliness. My soul was there and saw godliness. And therefore, of course, I can't do something against Hashem. No way. Of course. And I don't feel like learning Torah today. I'm too lazy. Nope. I can answer myself, but Hashem is real. Remember the experience at Mount Sinai? Hashem is real. Torah is real. The mitzvahs are real. And with this power that we received from that experience, we can always rule over our evil inclination. Always go according to our good inclination, doing what Hashem wants us to do and not doing what Hashem doesn't want us to do. Where do we get this secret power from? Because it's inside of us, deeply inside, engraved in our soul, the experience that Hashem is real. And that comes from our experience just before the Torah was given. So with this in mind, we can learn more Torah, do more mitzvos, acts of goodness and kindness, more than we feel like it, because we are powered by that experience of seeing godliness, of our soul perceiving godliness and the reality of Hashem. And with this, we can certainly bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.